Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to the Diva of Dual weekly podcast, where we talk all things Days of Our Lives and sometimes General Hospital, too. And tonight I'm filling in for Carrie, the diva, who's out. And so this is Anna, and we've got Rose here.
Hi.
And Marianne will be joining us a little bit later, hopefully. So we'll start off with, of course, you know how to find us on Twitter, at Diva of Dual. And then I've got a couple of Facebook pages, Diva of Dual and Diva of, a friend page and I don't remember. There's two different pages anyway. And then you can also find the Diva of Dual blog where Carrie posts lots of fun stuff, clips and blogs and everything, pictures. And let's see, I want to have a shout-out to our friends Bob and Amy Hapka on Twitter. So at Bob Hapka and Amy at Amy Hapka. Say hello to them. Follow them on Twitter. They're awesome peeps. And also want to send a birthday shout-out to Jan, our resident Hoochie, and often chat room supporter and just a good friend. We just wanted to wish her a happy birthday. And let's see, we had a fun interview with Teo on Monday. That was nice. He is always gracious with his fans, the Hugh Chief and everybody. And talked quite a lot about Victor and Dr. O on General Hospital. That was fun. And let's see. And then we think we have an interview coming up this next week, but we'll announce it. It's not finalized yet, but kind of look towards the 20th, Thursday the 20th for that, but we'll have more information out soon on that. And let's see.
Mary Beth.
Oh, yeah. We talked. Gosh, that was all in 1 week. That's right. That was all this week.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's right. We talked with Mary Beth on, was it Thursday? I think it was Thursday. Wednesday or Thursday. And she was a delight, as usual.
Yeah.
She talked to us with us on her drive home. So we had a fun time with her. Carrie watches the Bay religiously, so she had a lot of good questions for her and comments for her on the Bay. So if you guys are watching the Bay, they're coming up with a new season soon, and definitely check them out on the Bay, the series online on the website. And then I think they're going to have some more confession cameos or whatever you want to call them with some of the other characters leading up to the season. And Mary Beth sounds like she's having a good time on there. She's also still on Days of Our Lives. We saw her this last couple weeks. She was on with JJ. So she's still doing Days. And we did talk. You should go back and listen to that interview. She did talk to us about the Spike Donuts episode, the book club episode on Days. It was fun.
the book
From the sounds of it, it sounds like Rose had some spiked donuts tonight. No,
it sounded like Hayes, Susan Hayes, I guess, was a big
to that
scene. That was fun talking about that scene.
Yeah, Mary Beth was saying that Susan Seaforth Hayes totally commits to a scene and she totally went for it.
Okay. Yep.
That was awesome. She was so cute. And we got to see Susan this week. She had some scenes with Kate, where she said, you know, kind of was like, you know, had been upset with her, but she was happy that she was rehiring Nick, and then that she misjudged, I think, didn't she apologize or something? So she misjudged.
Yeah, she had misjudged. She had misjudged the situation and thought that Kate was trying to screw with Nick, but that, you know, or that she misjudged the situation, that, you know, that she thought that Nick was dead and all this stuff, and was, you know, so she was She was like, she was apologetic,
Yeah. And then she had a scene with, she runs up to Marlena and Will and is like saying, oh, we're so happy that, you know, Kate's rehiring Nick. And they're like, what?
Yeah, it seems like either the whole town is either super happy that Nick's getting a job again or kind of like, wait a second, you're what?
There's no middle ground.
Everybody's on one side or the other.
Sonny made some sort of funny comment when Nick was at the bar, saying something like, you know, you're a world apology tour or something like that. Nobody wants to hear it, you know, kind of thing.
Nobody wants to hear your world apology tour.
Freddie is so good. He's so good. He's that dry wit that he comes across with. Oh my gosh, he's hilarious. He was so funny with Gabby too this week. But let's see.
Nick.
Yes. So let's
he's got
see. Where do we want to start?
Nick going too.
What's that?
Nick's got this whole new fashion outlook going too with the whole 50s, 60s.
Yeah, the skinny tie. Notice that? The real skinny tie?
Yeah, 50s, 60s, good boy, doing great at school type look to him.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's see. We started out the week with, like, at the end of last week, and I don't think, we didn't have a show last week, did we? So we didn't really talk about what happened.
Not early.
I don't know. Let's see. So last week ended with Kate hiding under Jordan's bed, you know, because she had been sneaking around looking for evidence against her and trying to hold back from sneezing because Arthur the cat was, you know, she's allergic to Arthur the cat. Well, so they, you know, this week, basically the beginning of this week, you know, Kate's texting Lucas that he needs to get Jordan back to the club because she's under her bed. And so what does Lucas do? He takes one for the team and he knocks Rafe over. Yeah, let's knock the guy that's been trying
let's
to
let's knock
like,
the guy down to the ground so his therapist has to come back.
Who's been spending months in therapy trying to gain back the use of his leg. Let's knock him down. So I love that. I thought that was hilarious that Lucas was trying to figure out a way to get Jordan back to the club so he knocks Rafe over and poor guy's on the ground. So anyway, so he's like, oh, we got to get Jordan back here. No, I'm okay. You know, he's like, no, Jordan needs to be here. She needs to check you out. So Jordan beelines it back to the club. And thereby allowing Kate to escape her apartment. And she gets back there, and I guess Rafe's fine and whatever. But it was pretty funny. I loved how Lucas, his ingenuity on that one was pretty funny. Basically, Kate's excited to tell Lucas that she found several IDs. Of course, Lucas is being negative Millie. A lot of people have different IDs. You know, a lot of people have legitimate reasons for changing their name.
Really?
This happens every day. I wish so badly that if
different names.
What's that?
Different ID from different states with different names with the same picture. Everybody does that.
Well, different haircuts and stuff. I wish... Yeah. That they had thrown a line in for Kate, like, well, if nothing else, she needs to be arrested by the fashion police. The hairdos on those things, oh, my God. That would have been perfect.
Kate could have said something like that.
That would have been awesome. But anyway, so she's got her private detective Ortiz on the job now looking into Jordan's other fake names, seeing, you know, what he can dig up on her. Of course, Ortiz seems to be kind of a pain. He doesn't seem to be listening to Kate because she's always on the phone with him telling him he needs to do his job. So I don't know. Maybe she needs to get another PI. Anyway. So they're off to the races trying to research what Jordan's past is all about.
In the meantime, Rafe's so busy not paying any attention to her past, present, or future that he's completely oblivious to who Arnold the cat is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Arthur, yeah. So there was this scene where Jordan is, like, telling him about Arthur. She's like, oh, well, I need to tell you about Arthur because, you know, their relationship is going to the next level, right? Okay,
yeah,
whatever
well, she
that
was,
means.
Well, she was talking to her friend, to Cheryl. She was talking to
Cheryl
and about, and Cheryl asked her how Arthur was, you know, wanted to make sure she had Arthur with her, and they were talking about the cat. And Rafe came in behind them for Valentine's Day and overheard her saying, I could never live my life without Arthur. I wouldn't know what I wouldn't know what to do without Arthur. You know, I love him so much. So Rafe just jumped to the conclusion that Arthur was another boyfriend. And he sat down and he's like, you know, I think we need to talk, or I think we've got a problem or something. And she, you know, I've got to hand it to Jordan. Jordan is quick to respond with, oh, really, we do? Because normally when I hear those words, it means that you have something that you're upset about with me, you know. So it was pretty cool. She tends to put him in his place, and he kind of needs to be put in his place because Will could give him lessons on the romance department, let me tell you.
Yeah, and Carrie did a Diva blog post about Rafe giving gifts and suggestions and stuff. It's pretty cute. You guys should check it out. It's cute. So what does he do? You know, what do you give every woman that you want to sleep with, that you're about to sleep with?
A ballpoint pen.
Exactly. Isn't that
not
the first
not
thing?
Even great.
I know that's what I would want. Exactly. So Rafe gives her a pen for Valentine's Day or whatever. Anyway, so it was supposed to be thoughtful, I guess. But anyway, so he's really he's hitting it out of the park with these gifts, got to say. Nothing says I want to do you like a ballpoint pen. somehow I don't see that on a commercial. let's see. Okay, and then
Cheryl and Lucas are still real cute, though.
Yeah, they are. Lush, Lucas and Cheryl, they're adorable together. The thing that brings them down, I mean, they're trying to make this foursome thing, you know, these two couples. And, I mean, honestly, Lucas and Cheryl are much more interesting on their own than they are with Jordan, especially.
Yeah, and Lucas wants to know more about Cheryl rather than, like, Rafe, who doesn't, I mean, he's been with Jordan I don't know how long and has never even asked where she's from other than Birmingham, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. He has zero, like, is not showing any inquisitiveness or anything, which, honestly, I can't stand that couple, so I really don't care because I fast-forward a lot of
stuff.
But it's
and
annoying.
And then it was like he was inviting Roman to, you know, hey, Roman, Kate is, you know, free and available because Roman asked him about Kate. And Rafe was like, oh, no, we're not together. Oh, no, that was over before anything happened, you know.
I did like
so,
the way he said he would do something to Stefano if he ever hurt Kate and stuff. I mean, he was definitely good about that, you know, that part. But, yeah, he was like, I mean, he was talking as if he was back together with her. And so Roman's like, oh, are you guys back together? He's like, no, we're just good friends, you know, whatever. And he's still so dense. He's still thinking the reason she spent, like, months by his bedside at the hospital was because she felt guilty, not because she loves him.
She felt
still confused. He's still an idiot when it comes to that. So anyway, he has no clue why she was like by his bedside all the time. But anyway, so yeah, Roman, so he's telling Roman that and all, and it's just like, whatever. So in one scene I was like, yay, Rafe's so sweet. That's great. Still cares about Kate, yada, yada. Next scene he's talking about how, well, I think Jordan may be the real deal. I'm like, okay. Let's see. So, where do we want to go now?
So we agree
that, like, Cheryl and Lucas are really cute, and we want to see more of them. We really don't want to see more of Jordan and Rafe at all. There's a Doldsville. I don't know. Do we want to talk about their love scene that wasn't very, very,
We went back to the porn music for that scene. Yeah, I mean, you've got all these scenes with EJ and Abigail that are heating up the scenes recently, especially the shower scene last week.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, you've got these hot scenes going on between all these other people in Salem, and then you've got Rafe and Jordan's Valentine's first day, yeah, that was lovely.
Yeah, like Carrie made a good point on the blog. It's like taking her for, you know, meeting her at the club for a beer isn't a date either, you know.
No, they've never really gone on a real date. They've never, I mean, usually she's just escorting him to the Brady pub so that he can, you know, go see the Bradys and stuff. I mean, he's never really taken her anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Rafe was looking for a job.
What's that?
Rafe is still Jordan's job, basically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he has that guy trainer now, or therapist now, but still, it's like, I don't know. I just don't see, any chemistry, like zero. I thought the Jade's love scene was extremely awkward. I tried to watch it just to see what it would be like, and I don't know. What did you think? I just found it really awkward and not very
what?
Funny. What did you think
of the
Jordan Rafe scene? Yeah.
I didn't, like I said, it just seemed, compared to all the, you've got all these hot, steamy scenes going on right now with everybody else, and then you put them on there, and it didn't flow. Just seemed
no,
odd.
It didn't.
Know,
it was very awkward, and
it
I just
was awkward, and yeah, it just didn't. I don't
yeah.
know. It just didn't. It didn't seem
and
right.
And then,
like
you said, they had
there.
To. You had to, like you said, they had to cue the porn music too. It was awful.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing
the
of it is, with racing, with Rafe and Kate, they didn't have to force it. They were just like hot and funny and sweet and just.
Oh yeah,
crazy,
Rafe and
you know.
Kate were awesome.
They
Rafe
were just natural.
Awesome.
These two, it's like they're trying to force it, and it's not working. Ugh. I mean.
Mm-mm. I mean, even I have to say, even the scenes with Will and Sonny, you know, they played off pretty well compared to, you know.
Yeah.
Will,
so I mean, there was
Sonny
a lot of romance.
Romantic,
yeah. There was a lot of romance this week, but I don't know. I think a lot of it overshadowed Jordan's race because I don't know. It just wasn't. I mean, I would say the cutest scene that they had was the Arthur scene. That was kind of cute, I have to admit. But other than that, I mean, I just don't see any sparks or anything with those two. I mean, I hate it. I hate to say it, but it's just true.
I don't like to say it either because, you know, maybe it's just a matter of we saw Rafe and Kate hit it off so well that it's really hard to come back after that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of feedback, like on Facebook, that they were boring and everything. And I was reading the other night, a lot of comments about
what?
Rafe and Kate were better and all this stuff. So I was, like, pleasantly surprised to see that.
Like I said, last time we were on the show, it was, you know, it's like all of these scenes that everybody in Salem seems to be connected to each other somehow. I mean, they even got Abe out there today. And Aiden, he's right in there with Jennifer. He's in there with Hope. He's in there with all these people, you know, with the Kyriakises. You know, they're all intertwined. All of these stories are intertwined with each other.
Right.
But Rafe and Jordan, they just kind of stand off on their own. They're really not interacting with anybody. They did try to get Rafe more interacted by putting him in some scenes at the police station. But,
Well, and
I mean,
they put him with Lush, but that's just dragged
really,
Lush
besides
down.
Lucas, besides Lucas and Cheryl, they're not really interacting in a storyline. Oh, and Kate. You know, trying to find the goods on Jordan.
Yeah.
I wonder what that is anyway. I mean, what really is going on?
I don't know.
On?
I hope it's something good and not a letdown. But I don't
After
want
all this
Kate
waiting,
to end up looking
really
bad.
Good.
I know. I don't want it to look like Kate's being the one that's small. You know, I hope it really is something
juicy.
No.
No,
we know that her brother shows up soon. I'm not sure when, but he's showing up.
Yeah, casted. And then they had casting to be announced this week, too.
Yeah.
I don't remember
it
the
was
name
funny.
Of
I'm skipping around, but it cracked me up. There was a line that Nicole said when they were with Dr. Shaika about something about the brownie recipe or something. That cracked cracked me up because it reminded me of Kate's Poison Brownies. And I didn't even know they were going to say that. And I had been tweeting to the guy who plays Dr. Shaika, and I said, hey, you should team up with Kate between her brownie, her Poison Brownies and your, you know, magic potions, you know, something. He favorited it, you know, it was funny. But I had no idea they were going to actually use a line about the brownies. That was funny. I mean, they didn't refer to Kate, but Nicole says something about brownie recipe or something. It was funny.
I was going to jump to Nicole now anyways because it reminds me a lot of Nicole is, she's, you know, I have been, you've been, it really upset me this week. I'm sorry. I was so upset and hurt because, you know, we have spent, I don't know, years at this point, or at least a year, you know, trying to rebuild Nicole in the eyes of everybody. You know,
I'm
Nicole
so pissed,
has such
right.
a hard life, and I am so pissed off. She's had such a hard time, and she's done so well. And, you know, you just can't have a love confession the way her and Eric did. Expect them to, you know, rekindle this relationship and then have her go right back to her old ways.
I know. That's
hiding the evidence that she just found. I mean, really? You can't do that. You can't sit there and pour your heart out saying how much you love this guy and then accept that you're not going to tell him he actually has a choice now. He doesn't have to just choose you. You know, you think that with everything, it was like something snapped in her head. It was weird because she was great and everything was fine. And then all of a sudden it was, oh, maybe I won't tell him about me. It's like, really, Nicole? Really? No.
Yeah, because this whole time she's been relentless in pursuit of the truth and of clearing him and everything.
Yeah.
So they've spent all this time in trouble.
Yeah,
and
you
she
would
finally
think
finds
that, you know,
the information,
yep.
and she's thrilled about it. She goes back to Daniel's place, and she's, like, looking through all the evidence, and she's just so excited to share it.
And she's already confessed to Brady she got it, too.
Oh, okay. You know, I missed that. Okay.
Yeah, she confessed to Brady.
Brady
was drunk, but she confessed. She told Brady she got the evidence on Dr. Chaika.
Okay.
So you know that eventually it's going to come out. It's not going to stay a secret that she actually
mm-hmm.
had the evidence the whole time. And honestly, the thing that bothers me the most is for once in her life, she doesn't have to be a second choice.
I know.
She's always the second choice. You know, for once in her life, she can find out if Eric really wants to choose her. She can be the first choice for once. So why are they taking away that shot at her being a first choice?
Yeah. I know.
It just doesn't make sense to me. With everything she's been through, she should at least have the first choice. Now, of course, I'm always the one that's sitting here rooting for her and Daniel because I really like them together. Because at this point, Daniel's the only one she hasn't screwed over and hasn't screwed her over.
Yeah. I like their friendship.
Yeah. I didn't like her going back to Eric in the first place because I didn't think she should forgive him for going off on her the way he did. But now she's not even his first choice. You know, she needs to let him have that choice.
I know. I just think, why couldn't she just, I don't know. That just really disappointed me. I hope she doesn't hold out forever on that, but I don't know. It's like,
I don't know. Given the history, I bet that I have not seen any spoilers on it, but I'm betting that she just does not, doesn't tell anybody and the truth will come out with Brady, you know. So
yeah.
I think that's going to suck because if you wanted Eric
that really,
and Nicole,
really
that's really a disappointment, that one. But it gives a shot for Daniel and Nicole at this point in life.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I think Daniel is caring about her more. I mean, I think he has feelings for Nicole is kind of what I'm sensing. I don't think he's in love with her right now, but I think Daniel cares about Nicole a lot.
I mean, I think he does too, and I think there's more to Daniel and Nicole than either one of them are letting each other think. Because see, while Nicole's telling everybody that, you know, she loves Eric, Daniel is making sure everybody, you know, he didn't even have to say anything. Hope knew instantly that you still love her, don't you, to Jennifer, about Jennifer. And And then, of course, Daniel, I did see the spoiler, so spoiler alert for a second. Daniel is about to get himself in some hot water, probably, maybe. Teresa demands that you sleep with her. So I don't know exactly what that's about, but this is on Diva's blog. There's she posted the preview pictures for next week, and there's some seemingly something going on with Daniel and Teresa.
Oh,
so
that's odd. Hmm.
So,
no, thank Teresa, you on that one. And he can't even stand her. She drives him nuts.
No,
she,
you know. And that's another one that really upset me this week, besides Nicole, was the whole Teresa, I don't know what I would do if I didn't have, you know, if I actually had money in my life. Really, Teresa? I mean, you didn't grow up in the Donovan Manor, didn't you? I mean, that is a mansion, right? I don't understand. She went off because she didn't have any money, like everybody else does. And she wished she had money. And it was like, she's a Donovan. Of course she has money. So I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah. I don't know. It just annoys me. But, I mean, I liked how JJ got her, at least, you know, we'll see how it all ends up. But he, at least he got her with that check. That was funny. And then, you know, that she tried to cash.
Yep, and he's still got a year. He's still got a year probation and his community service, but he was off in the clear. And it was nice to see Abe at the courtroom too.
Yeah, Abe made the rounds. He was in scenes with almost everybody. It seemed like.
Mm-hmm.
His scenes with he asked Theo asked about Auntie Kristen. And then, I don't know. They said he, like you said, he ran into three or four different people on the way to the courthouse, I think. And then, what do you think of Aiden and Hope so far?
Well,
not much. I like him.
Yeah, that much. I as far as the Hope and Aiden thing go, I mean, the only thing I'd really like to see at this point is a war between Hope and Jennifer on who's going to, you know, keep Aiden. I mean,
maybe, yeah.
Hope and Jennifer have never really gone that route, so it'd be kind of interesting to see how the two of them would handle both of them.
Oh, that's true, because they're cousins.
Aiden. Yeah, they're always calling each other cuz, and they're all close, and, you know, Hope obviously knows that Daniel still loves Jennifer, so would she use that against Jennifer if Jennifer... Because Aiden, Jennifer didn't see Hope outside. Maggie ran into her at the courtroom. Hope was running late, and Maggie ran out of the courtroom and told Hope what was going on. And so Jennifer didn't know that Hope and Aiden knew each other. So, So all Hope knows of Aiden right now, as of Friday, was that he was a lawyer that took over for Justin. So, you know, it's kind of interesting to see if Jennifer has some kind of googly eyes for Aiden, how that would turn out between Jennifer and Hope.
Googly eyes.
Googly eyes, sorry.
Sorry. I haven't heard that word in a while. That's great. I love it.
Sorry.
Googly eyes.
Well. I think that would be kind of more interesting than what's going on right now with I'm a bully, you're a bully. I mean, it's great that they're doing
that. You know what? I guess I'm weird, but I really kind of like that angle with the kids. I thought that was really
cute. Well, I do like it. Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I like it. I'm just saying that, you know, it would give another angle to
it. It would give another angle to it. Now, has Liam been kicked to the curb? He was kind of boring.
I haven't seen him for a while.
Yeah, he must have been kicked.
I don't know if he was kicked to the curb or not. Yeah, I don't know if he was kicked to the curb or not. I don't know, but JJ, you know, kind of
scared him off.
Blew that one out of the water for the two of them, and that was the end of that.
Since.
I haven't seen him since.
I haven't seen the guy since, so I don't know what's going on. I thought maybe that was going somewhere, like maybe that was, you know, he was going to have some dark story or something. You know, I don't know, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe they just didn't think it clicked or something. I don't know. But
yeah, but I like Aiden. I really do like Aiden.
Oh yeah,
I really like him.
Yeah.
He seems to mesh well with everybody in Salem.
Yeah,
and I really would like to see a story between, you know, we obviously we're keeping Jennifer and Hope. We're not getting rid of them. So I'd like to see a story where the two of them actually do more together over, especially over a guy. That would be kind of
that would be
old days, you know.
Yeah.
So that would be some fun stuff.
Yep, I agree.
And then, Will and Sonny, we can go on to them.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you talk about them? That was cool.
That was pretty cool. I have to say, you know, my first reaction to Will when the newest actor took on is not holding true anymore. He has done some pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
So he had some awesome scenes with EJ this week. That's when it really turned around for me, is when he got into those scenes with EJ. Will cornered EJ. I have fashion review on Abby, but I will in a second. we'll go to Abby real quick, but I don't want to bounce around, but oh well.
Let's go with EJ and Will.
Okay, so he had a great conversation with EJ, and they were talking about when they're going to get, you know, are they going to, is EJ going to get married to Sammy? Are they going to have the wedding or whatnot? And it was a good heart-to-heart. And I don't know if it was the way his hair was parted or what, but he just seemed to really click and fit in there and suddenly was just, bam, I'm super excited, epi, happy, go lucky Will again, you know? It was really cool. It was Will, it was a whole persona there. And He did not know that Nick had already cornered Kate and Sammy and Gabby when Will went back to the house after kind of putting EJ in the on the alert, because he wanted to know if Abby was okay. It looked okay to him, and EJ quickly blew it off to, I wouldn't know because I don't know Abby that well. You know, you still there?
Yeah, Marianne's right now. I just
wanted
to let you
know. Yeah. Just Marianne.
Yeah, I'm listening. Hi, Rose. Hi, everyone.
Hi. So Will stopped Abby Will was talking to EJ, trying to find out if Abby was okay, because something had seemed bad to him, and Will let it slip to EJ that Abby told him that it was a guy that was giving her her problems. So, and then and then he went home and kicked Gabby basically out of the apartment after all this episode with Nick. And she's like, really? I have to leave now? Great. You know, like, I have nowhere to go, you know. I have nowhere to go. So she said, come on, Mom, and sit in. We'll leave. And Will did this whole big thing and had this whole setup for Sonny to accept his proposal. And the whole Will and Sonny thing was great. And it was neat that you had your intertwined stories again, because Will's reaction to Gabby when he got to the house, I would say that's, if I had been in Gabby's shoes, I could definitely see myself being hurt by, after all the stuff that's going on, I'm sitting there trying desperately to tell Will what's going on, and Will just wants me to go away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she has a lot of things, a lot of problems, but. But she was basically kicked out the door of her own house so that Will could do this with Sonny. So.
Yeah, they were cute.
They were cute.
Yeah.
I thought the photo album was a cute idea. And then the last
I love the photo album.
Yeah. But I still like Chandler, though. You know,
I do like Chandler.
I still picture him with that big smile. He just, his expressions and the chemistry, I think, is just still... Still was so much better with Sonny, but this kid isn't too bad.
It's starting to fall into place.
Yeah, he's not. Now. You know, they did a pretty good job. You know, like sometimes they bring in somebody and it's like, oh, you know, they're just terrible.
Yeah,
but he's not.
He's growing. He's definitely growing on me. I think it was hard because he came in right at the time they're about to get married. It's like, you know, here's these other two characters have been together all this time. And he comes in right, I think one of his first scenes was in bed with Sonny. And it's like,
his
that's hard for an
audience. His first scene was
Sonny,
yeah. His first scene
hard
was
for an actor. I think it's hard for an actor to move into something like that. And I think it's hard for both actors. I think it's hard for an audience to accept. So, yeah, I mean, I agree. It's taking some time, but he's grown on me now. I mean, I'm pretty much, I do miss Chandler in some ways, but I think I've kind of accepted him as the new Will, and I just kind of go with it. I mean, I don't think they have as much chemistry yet, but I think that's partly just because we haven't seen that relationship develop because we were watching him with another guy. I don't know.
Yeah, the only problem I had with the photo album, though, is Sonny is just his nickname, isn't it? Doesn't he have another first name?
Jackson's his name.
Jackson is his name, right? So wouldn't it have been
right.
JK instead of SK for the initials on the photo album?
Well, maybe.
I don't know.
And SK plus.
I do have.
I guess it goes by Sonny.
I do have one comment that I have to make that it's random, but it kind of goes along with it. It was a WTF moment for me, was when the monk was counseling, they're in a monastery, and the monk is counseling, Eric. They're talking about Nicole, and he says something about, well, you know, her all the stuff online about her, you know, she's pretty, I don't know, and he was making some comments about things he had seen online about Nicole, and I was like, you're a monk, you're in a monastery, what are you doing online?
What are you doing on the internet,
yeah.
What are you doing looking up Nicole Walker on the internet?
But maybe he got a special dispensation to go on and, you know, to help Father Eric.
We have to remember where Nicole first started. I mean, what was her name on the...
Was he looking for her pornos?
Were they looking for her porn?
Yeah. He didn't bring that up, did he? No.
No,
he didn't actually
mention
it, but I kept waiting for him, too, when he was taking all those things off.
It kind of stuck out to me since Eric's on this retreat at this monastery and the monk is talking about Nicole's online.
Yeah. Well, and on another note, and a sad note, that Father Matt, the actor, Ralph Waite, passed away.
Yeah.
And I love Father Matt. And I loved him on The Waltons, too.
Me too. Yeah. That was so sad. You know, but it was cool that he was working right up to the end.
He must have been on three different TV shows.
But I mean, you know, it was cool. He was on Bones, I guess, and he was on NCIS and then Dates.
NCIS.
So that was pretty cool.
And it wasn't too long ago that he was on, so it's fairly recent, you know.
If we've seen the last of Father Matt yet, because he was mentioned on Friday's show. So I mean, they're 4 to 5 months ahead in taping, so we might.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
they'll have.
He's
to
very much beloved.
Mention that.
He's very much beloved, and I know we loved having him on there. And gosh, he's been on there for a few years because I mean, he was even. Remember, he came on for the whole Promise to God story with Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's been three or four years,
you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Eileen actually tweeted out that she was so sad to hear about it because now that she's back, you know, she can't wait to see what Griffin's been up to since November. So.
Oh, she's back.
So.
Oh, that's a. That's
yeah,
right.
She's back. She's.
I'm not excited. To me, she's a screen hog, and I hate seeing her every single day on screen. But anyway,
she's popular.
It just reminded me that the whole Father Matt and Eric issue. I mean, he was really right in the middle of one of the biggest storylines right now on the show.
True.
I mean, one of them. I mean, and so I don't know where they left it off at with his filming. So I would assume we're still going to see more of him between now and the next 4 months.
Did you guys discuss the whole Nicole isn't telling Eric what she knows?
Yes.
Oh, you guys already discussed
that. What is your take
on
that?
I'm just so disappointed.
Don't
do your tricks. I thought she was over. I really want Eric to give up the priesthood knowing that, okay?
Yes.
And
he wanted Nicole to do that. First choice.
Right. She has to put
Nicole
it on.
First choice.
Yeah. I know where she's coming from. I understand she's afraid. She tells Eric, you know, but this is what she's wanted. She worked for that. I don't know. I hate that they're going that way again with Nicole being deceitful and...
It doesn't show me a true love story. And it's already
right.
come out. She confessed to Brady. She told Brady she was all excited and happy that she got the goods on Dr. Chyka.
Oh, yeah, Brady does. Yes, she did
Brady
say something.
Knows.
It says, I have news. Yes, yeah, so Brady knows
mm-hmm.
whether she forgets
and then on Friday,
she said that to Brady.
Yeah. On Friday, he almost called Eric because it's time to start, you know, trying to talk to Eric between Eric and Brady. But, I mean, you mm-hmm. know that's going to come out soon.
Yeah, it's going to come out. She should know that. She just doesn't learn. We thought she's learned, but I don't. They just, she just needs a happy ending. That's all. You know, I always feel. But I'm kind of disappointed they're going, whether she'll tell him or not. She seems like a couple different times she was going to tell him, but I don't know.
Well, yeah, because the day's not over
guys,
yet. I mean, the day's not
know.
Over yet. Hopefully they rectify this before the day is over, because if they go on to another day, that's going to really upset me about it, because,
mm-hmm.
You know, as long as it's still the same day, she can go and fix the situation, but otherwise it's just goofiness. I want her to be the first choice, not the second choice. So whoever you're going to put her with, it needs to be all out there on the open. And right now the only person, you know, is just not doing it. So.
Mm-hmm. But she's kind of deceiving Daniel, too, lying to
Daniel. Yeah,
Daniel's
the first one. Yeah.
It could hurt her relationship with Daniel, too. You know,
yep.
'cause he was all in for this for Eric, you know, and he was hoping that she got, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, and she's just been fighting so hard to make sure everybody in Salem doesn't hate her for what she's done all these years.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just goes right back to the same old thing. So that just really upset me that they did that. They've fixed her character so much in the last
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, and then they're hopefully trying to get the information from her. I still can't believe she was sitting there cleaning herself off with a towel the whole time she was in Daniel's apartment. So I don't know what that was all about. Everywhere Hope went, it was, she had to clean herself off. So.
But
it's not, the day's not over because next week, they've already put the preview out for the weekly preview. They put that out early on Friday, too. Going to be a big bang on, I'm assuming, Monday, maybe Tuesday. But
we haven't really talked about
Sammy's...
EGMI. So
yeah, I did not talk about EGMI. I figured Marianne would get here and talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to think, because I didn't see some of the,
well,
one of the shows.
Anyway, go ahead.
It's mostly with, you know, it's the same old thing with EJ and Sammy. You know, we didn't have the show last week, right?
No.
So was that the whole shower scene?
The
whole shower scene.
The only thing I said
stuff.
Was that they were the hot scenes last week.
Yeah, those were hot scenes. I don't know. I have to say, you know, how I love EGMI. But I got to tell you, I'm sorry, but I think Abby and EJ are hotter than EJ and Sammy.
I told you guys that the last time we talked. I told you I was liking EJ and Abby.
But then I could, you know, I don't know. But anyway, you know, Sammy didn't walk in on them when she was there.
She
but
did.
Somehow they managed to, yeah, but EJ still managed to get away with it. You know, Abby, there's Abby, poor Abby, like, hiding in the shower.
He didn't get away with it, though. Abby's about to turn tail on that one. Sammy got in there, and she's all sitting out there all happy, giddy, and telling the security guard, oh, don't worry, you know. We're engaged. We've got two kids together, and there ain't nothing in there I haven't seen before, you know.
Right.
It's like you're all just sitting here laughing, going, oh, yeah, really, right, you know.
Yeah, really,
and,
yeah.
And then Abby's bra was hanging out the shower curtain. And
yeah, I know EJ spotted it, but I think Abby kind of like grabbed it back in.
Abby used her toe to pull it back in. But the whole time, you know, that's where Abby found out that Sammy had kicked EJ out of his bed, out of her bed.
Right,
see?
And then she thinks, oh, that's the only reason he's with me.
And so,
you know?
So Abby's thinking,
which
that,
is
yeah,
not true.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Abby's thinking that. And then Sammy starts trying to jump in and talk about Nick. Now, mind you, EJ's been sitting here this whole time trying to get her to go away. Sammy, go away. Go home. You know, go home.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she starts trying to lay in about Nick, and EJ says, we will talk about this at home, and puts his foot down.
Yeah, because
she's
about ready to spill the beans to, and, mm-hmm. and there's Abby, who knows something's up with Nick anyway, and EJ, she still doesn't trust, you know, that what's going on.
Yeah, uh-huh. And so Abby's about to turn tail here, or she turned the tables, and Sammy's been like, she's been like, I don't know, I've never seen so many scenes with Sammy and Abby ever than we have in the last
week.
Oh,
and the thing with Johnny coming to the house.
Sammy telling her
to
make
the cookies.
Sammy telling her that trusts her.
Sammy telling her how much she trusts her and, you know, she's family.
Right,
and
right.
It's like, really? Wait a minute, huh? When did
well, I guess she is her grandbaby's godmother now, so I guess that's sort of, you know. Legit.
Well,
yeah, but
say, where was the connection ever between Abby and Sammy?
I know.
Isn't
that funny
we're
how
doing
that's
this
happening
yeah,
now?
Come on.
Yeah,
and how
yeah.
all of a sudden they, Johnny
a sudden
needs this project
yeah.
to write to make these cookies or whatever they were making
mm-hmm.
to do these
and,
cookies
I mean,
and he
always,
needed a parent. So
I always do a huge baking project in leather pants and a silk shirt, you know.
Well, yeah, so but where was Sammy? Sammy had this important meeting to go to, so she had Abby do it instead of her, and then he's complaining, well, I need a parent, so of course, Dad, you have to help, kind of like a little family thing, and Abby's, it's like they're
yeah.
the little family now. You know, it's
but
kind of like
not.
What's pointing that out.
And mind you, this was my big fashion critique. I mean, she's sitting here doing all these big cupcake baking things in her fanciest clothes I've ever seen her wear.
Yeah, but she had an apron.
And she doesn't have a.
She brought an apron.
She had an apron, but the apron and her clothes didn't have a spot of flour on them.
Yeah.
Have I,
and they didn't show us that. See, I thought they were going to show us like that whole little, the three of them, you know, kind of like Abby taking Sammy's place.
Yeah, the last time I saw Abby bake, she had flour all over her, you know?
Yeah. So they didn't even show that scene, but.
But they showed it after the cookies were made, so
mm-hmm.
she still didn't have a hair out of place. Just,
right.
But she was hurt. You know, EJ made sure to let her know that, you know, he loves Sammy, that what they did was a mistake. He keeps calling it her mistake.
Her mistake,
yeah.
And she's really
mistake.
Fallen
yeah.
for EJ, and he's actually not fallen for her. He was just using her.
He has
her.
Not fallen for her. Well, he was
no,
just trying to
no.
shut her up for Sammy.
I mean, he likes her and everything, but yeah, no, he's like, come on, Abby. It's almost starting. She's not kind of delusional
yeah,
like she was
like
with Austin, but,
no, but
I can understand.
Looks like
I feel bad for her in a way.
He might possibly be starting to become delusional though soon.
She could be, yeah. I don't know. I understand why she wants DJ. I mean, we all do, but, you know. We all do. Of course we all do. But realistically, she should know, like, you know, they're kind of soulmates, Sammy and EJ. You know, they're meant to be together. He wants to be with her. And it kind of looks like they're going to get back together. I mean, Sammy gave him that kiss.
Yep.
Couldn't stand it.
And in the previews, we've got clothes coming off.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and Abigail's going to find out that they're back together now, that they're sleeping
yeah,
together
well,
again.
Yeah, well, I thought it was funny, too, that Abby was more upset that, you know, that, wait a minute, you mean you're not, you know, you're not in her bed right now kind of thing? Like, it was almost worse to Abby that they weren't sleeping together than that they were, because now she realizes, oh, wait, she was just, you know, she was just a fill-in till Sammy's
right.
ready to give in again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then in the previews, Abby's gonna tell Sammy that her and EJ share a secret, and she's gonna pull her trump card, and
oh boy,
and
gonna blackmail EJ. Somehow,
she's gonna go for the blackmail EJ list.
Doesn't Nick have video of them?
You would think.
Yes,
Nick.
It has
yeah.
to be Nick or,
it has
or greeting.
To be Nick, or
oh, did you guys
Nick's
talk about that too?
No, not yet. We haven't talked about greetings yet.
Oh, okay. Greetings and he spilled the beans
yeah.
to them. Well, they, you know,
yeah.
Sammy just more or less came in and laid it on the line. Okay, Nick, let's quit these games, you know.
Yeah.
Quit. Yeah. And he just kind of blurted out, when you guys murdered me.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
were great scenes with Cammy and Gabby and Nick, and then when they went back to the apartment.
Were, Those were awesome.
And then
awesome
Nick puts
scenes.
The squeeze on him with Mr. Greetings, and they keep calling him Mr. Greetings,
yeah.
And EJ's like, stop calling him that.
Yeah, and that's the whole joke, Mr. Greetings. Oh, why
stop
do you call him
calling
that?
Stop calling him that.
Stop calling him that.
And they say,
yeah,
what
he is,
Percy.
And then doesn't he say something like, this is bad or something?
And he almost has Percy's whole, it's almost like he's taken over Percy's attitude, too, the way he talks and the way Nick talks and the way he holds himself and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like he went to some refined school of learning all of a sudden.
So
and we all know that Nick doesn't really want to be, you know, doesn't
Gabby.
Want to be
Gabby.
Good.
Oh, Nick definitely knows what he's doing, though. Because,
he knows what to play out of Gabby.
Yeah. What is Ryan going to do with a pack of gazelles? He's trying to get Gabby away from Kate and Singer.
Oh, he's trying to split them and he's making dissension between all three of them. So they'll all turn on each other, even Kate and Sammy. You know, they were kind of going out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He knows what
he's
doing.
We're going to split them all up.
Yeah, and more or less Sammy pointed that out. Don't you see what he's trying to do? He's trying to, He's trying to split us up, right.
He's
and
so good,
he's,
too. I mean, he's gotten in
he's,
her
and,
head,
yeah.
And he's like, maybe he really is good now or whatever. Oh, really? Ugh.
And if he
I
really
love the
has
scenes
the good
where
one,
Sunny,
EJ and Abby.
Huh?
If he really has the pictures of EJ and Abby like we all think he does, that's your fourth member right there that is being cut from each other. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He can hold each one of them into a corner.
He hasn't confronted EJ at all, right? Maybe he's talked to everybody, but EJ has never been around Nick, has he?
Not yet, nope.
He hasn't confronted EJ yet. He's the only one.
EJ keeps telling Sammy to wait for Nick to play his cards. We have to sit by and wait. So
yeah, wait till EJ finds out what he has on him. Yeah.
I love to hate Nick. I mean, he's great. I mean, Blake Barris is doing a masterful job. He really is. I mean, I just want to strangle him.
He seems normal, but he's so crazy. Yeah.
He is.
There's a lot of people like that that seem normal but are just so twisted.
Yeah. I mean, it's great the way he's playing it. He really is. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's so crafty. I mean, he's got these pros like Cammie and Kate, like, on their toes, you know, just like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they met their match in Nick. Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah. So, that's been – I mean, even though I'm a huge Cammie fan, a huge Kate fan, you know, I'm enjoying kind of the way he's making them squirm, you know. But I love – Sammy had a line like, oh, come on – wasn't it Sammy that had a line, oh, come on. She tried to kill a Kiriakis and divorce a – and dissolve the marriage with a Demira. She can, I don't know, she had a good line. I can't remember what it was, but it was hilarious.
All the things that she did, yeah. I know,
yeah.
I hear them, and
Nick,
I'm there.
Nick
oh, that's part, I should write
too,
them down
going,
when I hear them. I always forget.
Nick
them.
Has
oh,
some good,
good
ones, too, with the whole, oh, and like, you know, Sammy hasn't done all this stuff, you know, like, really?
Yeah.
Sammy
oh,
was
and
going
all
off
the,
trying
all,
to tell Percy that guys, Nick was a murderer and...
Yeah.
And all this stuff, and it was like you just wanted to turn around and wring her neck and go, Sammy, you were on death row.
Don't you just love all the little comments they make that allude to EJ screwing Abby, like all the you can take care of Abby. I've
take
got to
Abby,
go to work.
Take care of Abby.
you'll take care of Abby
or help out.
Yeah, I mean,
everything.
All these little bombs that they keep dropping, and then like, and then Nick when he says stuff, he'll say, oh, I'm sure you'll get along swimmingly with Percy or whatever, you know. They use
he'll bring
all these little
with the water or something.
Like, like referring back. I mean, he's just needling them. It's so funny.
And you know, if he, I'm pretty sure it's Nick that has the pictures of EJ and Abby, and that would be why he isn't backing down from Sammy at all, because, you know, he knows better. He knows that Sammy doesn't have the Demira in her back. In her, you know, covering her back. So, you know, Kate's made Stefano mad. Sammy's made EJ obviously upset for some reason. And so, yeah, there's no demur at all as far as Nick's concerned at this point.
So what else did you guys discuss?
I'm trying to think.
Because like half hour wasn't.
Yeah.
Talk about JJ and all that.
We didn't really.
Briefly,
you know,
yeah.
We kind of did a brief overview. He basically
yeah.
got
yeah.
off.
And the lawyer just Aiden. Happened to be Aiden. Yeah.
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 Rose was saying
yeah,
it might be kind of
Aiden.
Interesting to see Jennifer and Hope as cousins. Kind of both going
uh-huh.
for the same guy, not realizing
yeah,
the other one
I
knows
saw
it.
That little setup there when they were talk, kind of talking. There really wasn't anything, but that could go that way. You
yeah.
know? Yeah, have them two liking the same guy.
Uh-huh.
I thought that would be interesting because I kind of like Aiden.
Yeah, I kind of thought
yeah,
that
like
too
Aiden
when
too.
I saw her. Yeah, when he came on. Yeah, he's okay.
I was kind
yeah.
of upset that Justin wasn't there.
Yeah,
I'd rather
you
see
know?
Justin
I mean,
and Aiden anytime. Sorry, no
well,
comparison.
I really like Aiden, but it was a shame that Wally Kurth wasn't on this week. I mean, they've got
well,
Adrian.
So
Justin's
was
better
so
looking
Adrian,
and a
now,
better personality.
Adrian trying to meddle in
right.
Abby's life.
Yeah,
yeah but yet Adrian
really...
wasn't at Adrian and Justin had nobody at the baptism. Adrian and. And Justin, they weren't there.
Yeah, Aiden and
oh,
Justin
weird.
Weren't even at the baptism.
At the baptism.
That was
they weren't even there.
Odd. That was just
no.
so odd. That was
there
yeah.
were so many teams missing.
Even
Justin,
Maggie
Adrian
wasn't
Adrian.
There. Right?
Yeah, even
Maggie.
Maggie.
There? No. I don't think Maggie
was
there. Maggie and Victor
Maggie
weren't there.
Back
Maggie
and Victor weren't there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. And Brady wasn't
just,
there.
That was just stupid. That was just stupid. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to
oh, Victor's
think,
on to Brady now.
Yeah,
well, yeah, finally.
Yeah.
I mean,
even old Maggie's been telling him, but yeah, he had to kind of see it for himself.
Yeah, he's
yeah, what
like,
happened there? Because
that's
I missed
one,
that part.
That's your one drink for the day, right? And Brady's like, what do you mean? He's like, well, I don't know. It's 10:30, and you just downed 3 ounces of 80-proof scotch or whatever, and
right.
Brady's really upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Maggie's
so upset. Maggie's upset because she says that Brady's, she's right, Brady's using the
right.
alcohol
he's
instead of
alcohol.
The cocaine. Yeah.
So
he's
an he's addict, he's, but now it's alcohol.
It's alcohol. And she mm-hmm. is a recovering alcoholic, so she saw that one coming from a mile away. And
I thought it was
interesting
that Brady tried to get Teresa to do it, and she wouldn't.
Yeah, that was an interesting twist.
Yeah. Yeah. Miss Party Girl, you know, suddenly.
Yeah, that one.
Was she going after? She's still going after Daniel, right?
She is.
She backed off of JJ, but she's still going after Daniel. Like, oh.
Yeah,
rest.
She's going to
demand yeah.
sex out of him this week. So I'm hoping they don't go there. I'm hoping that for some reason Daniel.
Oh, she's
going
to lay the whole
here.
Thing. I know what happened, and I'm going
to
go to the.
I think so. I know.
JJ.
I know that she's going to demand sex from him. That's the spoiler. I don't know.
Daniel can't
yeah.
stand her. That's what's so
I know.
Funny. Daniel yeah. can't stand her at all.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer
yeah,
and JJ. Somebody needs to, like, there needs to be, a murder storyline and be Teresa the victim.
Dave is preempted on,
too many
Dave
people
is
would
preempted wanna... on Thursday next week. Dave is preempted on Thursday. So the Olympics, I'm assuming. Closing ceremonies, I think, is Thursday.
Oh,
so
okay.
They're preempted on Thursday.
I haven't watched one event yet on the Olympics.
Oh, I have. I watched a whole bunch. But
yeah.
they're preempted
yeah.
on Thursday. And on Friday, supposedly, JJ tells Jennifer the truth finally.
Well, he should have in the whole beginning about him being there with Teresa in the
according, what?
He should have a long time ago.
Oh, I know he should have a long time ago,
yeah.
but for
yeah.
now, yeah. But now it's yeah. But of course, every week we've had spoilers of JJ getting ready to tell Jennifer the truth. So I don't
right.
know if it's actually going to happen.
Yeah.
But
yes, typical soap.
You know. Yeah, I don't know if it's really going to happen, but I'm hoping we finally get it out. I'm figuring that just about the time that Teresa demands sex from Daniel because we know that the soap days last for a whole week. So I'm figuring.
Yeah, JJ was going to his trial all week, if, maybe not 2 weeks. Yeah, that day
and
was
my,
like a week.
So my best guess is that Teresa's going to, you know, she stormed into Daniel's apartment. She's going to demand sex to keep her mouth shut just in time for Jennifer to find out the truth and race over to Daniel's and catch him with Teresa.
Of course.
It'd be soapy, that's what I'm thinking. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. I just, you know.
Let's see. And then when is, I guess Eve doesn't show up until July sweeps, right, because Cassie started taping the 3rd. And then Kristen's back or coming back, unfortunately,
Kristen's
in my
studying,
opinion.
Yeah, Eileen Davidson was tweeting yesterday that she was studying her line, her scripts.
So she'll be later, right?
Can't wait to see what she's been up to. So I would say 4 to 5 months from now is when she'll be in there.
Let's see. But we talked about Eric, Nicole, Brady, Kate, of course. Let's see. Cheryl, and of course, Cheryl and Lucas are adorable. Which is, I was saying earlier, Marianne, I wish they weren't trying to put them with Rafe and Jordan because they just bring them down. They're much more interesting
Rafe,
together.
Did anybody? I don't know if you guys read the Divas blog and rant on Rafe and how romantic he is. Or unromantic he is, I guess you could say.
And he gave her a pen. We were talking about
that. And he gave her a pen on there. Oh, my God. And then what did EJ give Sammy?
A diamond necklace that matches her heart earring.
Oh, come on.
That he gave her
There's
last
the difference.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Although,
you know.
I really acted like a tomboy, like, she loved the pen, but still. Really, Brace?
Understand why she would love the pin, but it's still not, it's not a first date type, Valentine's type, I'm in love with you, have sex with me now gift.
Yeah, there he is demanding sex from her, and it's like, whoa.
It's like, it's just not one of those, it was a very thoughtful gift for a first gift, just as an any day gift, you know, but as a Valentine's Day, I want sex.
Rafe, you are the most, he's so unromantic. Oh my God!
I was telling
Anna that he used to take lessons from Will, for God's sake.
So it's because of Kate that he stood out.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you have Jordan, and that's why not.
And we also talked about
difference.
How Jordan and Rafe love scenes were like the worst, but they were boring.
Yeah, there's just nothing there. There's no.
No, there isn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sad.
If anything,
It's not against the actors that I feel that way. Because I know that they can both do pretty good jobs. I mean, like we said, you know, Rafe and Kate were awesome, and I've seen her do awesome scenes with things. So it's not a matter of
it could be the
character. I don't know. I've never seen that actress in anything before. It could be the character. It's probably the character.
It's the character.
I don't know.
They
don't seem to fit together to begin with. This whole.
I mean, honestly, it was such an awkward. They were awkward scenes. It was not comfortable.
If you remember back to when they brought Jordan on the scene in the first place, and then kept Rafe in the hospital for 6 months. We all were upset about the Florence Nightingale type story to begin with, you know, the Ugly Betty takeoff from GH just wasn't going to fly.
It didn't work.
And it still hasn't worked, you know?
No.
So.
Yeah.
So. She's a beautiful actress,
I have a friend whose mom watches it every day, and normally she doesn't fast forward, and even she fast forwarded through the race in Jordan. Trying to think what else.
Maggie and Victor. Now, see, they had a romantic Valentine's Day. And for a shout-out to Sarah, I don't know if she's here to say anything or not.
I didn't see those. I didn't see those scenes.
Maggie and Victor, well, they didn't show them. They talked about them when they came back. But they had a nice trip to the museum, and Victor was talking about how yummy the hot pretzels were. And it was a very cute love scene between Maggie and Victor before Maggie pointed out that he needed to take care of Brady, you know. And, you know, the constant harping from Maggie is getting old. I can see that. But mm-hmm. at the same time, Victor realized, oh, you know what? She's right. So, you know, we got to remember Victor is the one who sent his goons to put Brady into rehab in the first place.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, I mean, Maggie and Victor were talking about their Valentine's Day date. At the beginning of that scene, and it just sounded so cute and so lovely, and you know. And then Maggie had to race off.
It's nice to see that old twinkle in Victor's eye again, right?
Yes, and it's always nice to see Maggie miss Victor. I mean, it's nice, and Victor's always got some great lines, you know. So, I'm getting kind of, I don't know.
Hey, Marianne, I mentioned the Teo interview, but we didn't go into a lot of specifics. Do you want to talk about that for a minute?
We talked about
Teo and Mary Beth, but would you like to – we didn't go into a lot of detail. If you want to share a few things from that.
Teo is always full of stories, and, we had in callers and kind of got a little naughty there, not too much. He was late. Fashionably late, I guess.
I forgot. That's a big thing
about people being late, you know. He's complained about certain other people being late for when he goes, when they're supposed to go out, you know, certain, you know, his dates or whatever, people being late. He was late. So I had after 7. It was like 10 after till we got there or whatever. But so we had a little fun with that. And I told him we had to be, you know, we'd have to have him extra long. And he went, oh, God, no, or something like that, you know. And he talked about his book.
He ate his dinner with us the whole time. We could say that we had dinner with Teo.
Yes, we did, because at the end I said, well, how was your dinner? Oh, did you know I was eating? Well, yeah, it sounded pretty good to me. He does that, too. If I'm talking to him, he does that. I was like, what are you doing? You're eating? I said, how rude. No, he says, no, I'm just comfortable. You could tell he was comfortable with us.
That's fine.
Yes,
yeah,
that he had no problem eating. Yes, yeah. Then he talked about his book, and he did mention, and he has mentioned about when the book comes out July 15th, that he would like to do some kind of book tour or try to get like a get-together with people, you know, to have something like that, which would be nice
that
for all his
nice.
Fans and stuff. So that would be nice. And he talked about the little boy, Spencer.
Oh, yeah,
Nicholas.
Spencer.
Yeah. He just loved working with
him. And he and Dr. O are on next week, right?
They're on Monday. They're actually on Monday. Yes, him and Dr. O, and he loved working with her, vice versa, I think, too. She had a tweet. Actually, she tweeted back to me. I said something to her about the tent. You know, I said, missing them both.
Oh, yes.
And I also tweeted to Ron. I said, missing them both for a happy Valentine's Day and let them tango. You know?
Yes.
And so she tweeted back. She said, oh, she's all in for that, plus chocolate. So I,
that was pretty funny.
That was cute. Yeah. And that's what we said, like, you could tell she has some kind of, she gets all shook up and just out of control when Victor's around. And, you know, there's a history there.
I had told him too that I had tweeted that to her,
that never knew Dr. O was a hoochie. But, yeah, so I think she has a secret. So I don't know what it is. There's some kind of history between the two of them. But, yeah, he definitely is trying
cool.
to woo her.
It would be cool if Britt was actually his, but then that would be
well,
cheating
that's
if her sleeping with Nicholas.
But it is, but that's the secret I can't kind of think that maybe it could be, you know, that Faison isn't
yeah.
her father, that Britt is
uh-huh.
his daughter. Yeah.
Now, as a shout-out to Ian Buchanan, didn't Duke and Anna have a big Valentine's Day?
Yes, they did.
Oh, yes, they
great
did.
Scene.
On, yeah, yeah, they had some great, mm-hmm. all the angst. Oh, my gosh. And they both had
oh.
a great, yeah, a, like, they both made their points very well, you know,
uh-huh.
don't know which, you could see how Duke, you know, he wanted to, you know, get, he's doing it to help Anna, and he wants to get rid of the, you know, Victor
uh-huh.
Jerome and the Julian Jerome. And
yeah,
they both, yeah. And when he says, I cannot walk away, and he had little tears in his eyes. He's, I will,
oh.
I cannot walk away. It kept, you know, we've come too far. And so they kind
oh,
of
man.
Made up and were kissing. And, no, you know, all the Clan Lavery girls are like, you know, we want to, you know, want more than that. You know, we want,
uh-huh.
you know. So, well, so yeah, they did
yeah.
a great job.
We need to see
yeah.
we need to see a bedroom scene with them.
Yes, yes. And I finally got to meet Ian, which was very exciting.
Yes.
Like, yes. It was, and I had a story about that. We came back, on the way back, I caught in the snowstorm. I don't know if you saw that.
Yes.
I did,
not that one, but later afterwards, there was a bit on the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Had
a massive pile.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and well, the weekend before that, when I went to that thing to see Ian, we were caught in a major snowstorm on the Pennsylvania Turnpike,
yeah.
and we were,
oh
like, just
God.
Creeping along. And it's like, oh,
and
we thought we were going to get back in time, but we just hit it. It took us 2 extra hours to get home. We actually
oh
got off
God.
The turnpike for a while and just sat in a McDonald's and just sat there and had coffee and just waited
mm-hmm.
a little bit. But the further west end that we got, the better it got. So that we kind of just were getting dumped on right when we came there. But,
well, yeah, I know my thoughts go out to everybody over there on the East Coast.
It's
they
brutal
more
right now.
Tonight?
It's just,
they're getting more tonight, too, aren't they? So,
I don't know.
Safe.
We got more today. We got another
yeah,
two to, we got another 4 inches on top of, we probably have well over a foot out there, if not more.
Yeah.
And my daughter in Virginia has 15, 20 inches. And
yeah.
it's like,
I mean,
it's back to
it's
like 0 degrees. It's like freezing out
yeah.
there right now.
And an
yeah.
earthquake in
I'm
Georgia
getting the
there.
Sense that everyone's getting really crabby from all this winter.
Yeah.
Awful.
Not me.
But like
you
I
guys
told
can send some snow over here. We haven't gotten
it
enough yet.
To travel there.
I mean,
to see
we're
him,
sick
so.
Of it.
Yeah.
Yep, it's not been fun. So GH had some good stuff with Anna and the Duke and
yeah,
then,
it's been a long time since we saw Duke and Anna. And they
so
were
what
really
do you think, since we're talking about GH, so what do you think of how Ava twisted all that stuff with Akani's death and got inside AJ's head that way? What do you think
wow,
of her?
That
was a piece of work, wasn't it?
That was a piece of work, and that was great writing, too. That was just like,
oh, it really
whoa.
Was.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, she's convinced me. She convinced me that maybe that did happen, but no, she's not. I'm pretty sure it was Ava that did it.
You know,
but,
I was thinking that too, and then I thought there's no way she'd do all that for AJ.
Though.
Yeah,
but why would she?
Convincing.
That's very convincing. Yeah, that maybe it could have happened that way, but you know, I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe they rewrote
that was,
it because originally I think everyone was thinking that she had done it.
Well, yeah, well,
AJ
maybe. I don't know if they want us to, that's what they're going to go with, or are they just trying to show us that Ava's, you know, like, oh, come on. How can we believe her?
Yeah.
So I don't know. But then she turned it on
well,
Julian.
Well, what I'm curious about is,
Sonny.
You know, she went in and downloaded all that stuff from her brother's computer and gave it to Sonny. I wonder if there's something on there talking about how one of the plans was for Ava to off Connie to upset Sonny. That'd be kind of funny if
could
that was
could be, but then again,
computer.
Alexis knows that she told Alexis, dumb, she told Alexis that Julian was downloading something. So Alexis said something
that was
to
so
Julian,
stupid.
And he says, I wasn't downloading anything. I mean, right away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, dumb. He's, and Julian's not dumb. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He's going to,
yeah. Yeah, I just like to see Teo do some scenes with him, too, and even Ian, and I had asked, and neither one of them have done scenes together. Heck, he hasn't even done a scene with Tony Geary, which he would love to do, too.
Yeah.
You know,
Ben
was
saying in the chat room that the Scotty and Luke rubber room scenes were good. They were pretty funny. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yes. That was funny when Scotty discovered it was Luke. Luke, yeah.
I'm like, why didn't Scotty just pick up his phone and call? I'm like, why wouldn't he just make a phone call out, you know?
I don't know. Well, now he's stuck in there with Luke.
I know. Pretty funny.
Luke. It is funny. Yeah. And then Heather. Yeah.
Oh, Heather the nutcase.
Oh, yeah, Heather. I'm sure she'll get escape again. But she's so good. Well, Carly should have been dead 100 times over, as many times as she's going to kill Carly. Oh,
I know.
On.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah,
I thought it was cute when Spencer comes in and he's adorable with all the Valentine's Day stuff. He's so funny though, and he says, "I'm sure the first thing you're going to say is how very, very sorry you are that you didn't listen to me or whatever it was that you know he was telling his dad because he had said about the stable girl and nobody believed him." And he said he comes in, doesn't he? Say something like, "I'm sure the first thing on your mind is that you're going to say how terribly sorry you are that you didn't listen to me and that you didn't believe me when I said that there was this lady." I thought, he's so funny. He's such a cute kid.
He's something. And he was calling them. I said, he's calling those little, she gave Britta's kisses chocolate. I said, no, they're chocolate kisses. He kept calling them kisses chocolate. And they're, wait a minute. I never heard of that.
Aww.
Hey, what's he talking about? Oh, kisses, chocolate.
Well, and then
chocolate
did you
kisses.
Notice that she broke her arm skateboarding or something, doing something?
Yeah. Skateboarding or
remember,
something. She said
remember
they broke
her boy, she's dating the guy that plays Morgan in
Morgan.
Real life. And Morgan had a cast on his arm several months ago. Remember? Because the Alice and he were doing the wrestling thing, and then he had a real cast on his arm for like several weeks. So they both need to take up less dangerous hobbies, I guess, together. But anyway, so yeah, Elizabeth mailed her. She thinks she doesn't know that Lulu's the mother, but she mailed Britt that let her know that she has done the blood test, the DNA test, and Dante's the father of the baby. Now, right now, they don't realize. Well, when are they going to put two and two together and realize that those embryos that were missing? That one of them was implanted in Brick.
Luke
Brick,
and Dante might put that together because once Dante finds out that he's the father, they might realize, no, wait a minute, how about those embryos that went missing, you know, if they're smart, you know, I don't
know. And then what's going to happen because Nicholas is in love with her and this is his nephew and, you know, it's going to be messy.
Mm-hmm.
And Lulu's having all these dreams and stuff about the baby and all. It's like, so it should be interesting. So that's sort of, Kat is sort of out of the bag or getting out of the bag there.
Yeah, GH has been pretty good. Yeah, especially, we're waiting for Dr. O, and is this going to be a little flirting going on, I have a feeling.
Oh, yeah, I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I mentioned Teo did say he was going to, mention that.
He really liked that, Anna. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
So that would be with those two, the power struggle. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mama.
Yes, and I hope he comes back. I just have a, I know this story arcs, but I'm hoping that he comes back because
I hope so, too.
A lot of good positive stuff out there and just so much
they
could do with it.
I think they're recasting. I heard a rumor that they're recasting Jason, and since they're talking about since Robin's leaving to go off and save Jason, I guess I kind of thought maybe that's
probably
where they were
Jason
headed.
Will be back, and maybe they will bring
like
Helena
gonna
and Stavros or Stefan. Yeah, I've heard rumors that Stefan's supposed to come back. So yeah, or one or the other, or both, or all the Cassidines. That's fine.
Sounds like everybody's having a great.
I love Victor and Victor and little Spencer because he's met his match in that little boy. I'm telling you.
Oh yeah.
They both play it so well.
They do.
And you hear Teo said something about he just loved to, like, just pick him up by the shirt collar, you know, up,
yes.
just pick him up his eye level and not tell, uh-huh. you know, and he would do it at one point, you know, and not just to see his reaction. And I'm telling you, that little kid probably won't miss a beat either. I don't know.
No, he's really good. He's really
yeah.
good.
Uh-huh.
Now, they're adorable together. Now, they mm-hmm. definitely, Teo definitely needs to come back after this arc is over. And hopefully they're bringing another arc on with the Cassadines so
mm-hmm.
he can come back. Because I think he and Dr. O, they definitely have unwritten business.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely some
good
stuff there.
I know he was pleased with his entrance because he didn't realize what they did. The way he explained it, he couldn't see.
Yeah.
And those glasses uh-huh. they make him wear, which I have to say they're not one my favorite on him, but
no.
they're his greeting glasses. So it's kind of hard for – they're not his – you know, they're his – reading glasses, and he says, well, when the producer saw them, he wanted him to keep them on. I don't know for the effect
uh-huh.
of Victor, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But I guess it works, but that's what he said, he had a hard time seeing with all the lights
yeah.
and that, so
uh-huh.
yeah, so he didn't realize that's how they shot it without them seeing them. I said that was perfect because once you heard that voice, you know, everybody recognized the voice. So it was a great entrance.
And I mentioned that we may be having an interview on the 20th, but it's not firmed up yet.
I don't think we haven't announced it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't announced it, but be on the lookout. It may be the 20th. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't. I didn't get a chance to listen to the Mary Beth one yet. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. She was late.
I couldn't make it.
She was really late, but her cell phone was dead. So,
yeah, her cell phone died. And she had to stop by a friend's house that had a charger because she'd upgraded her phone and didn't have a car charger that fit her accessory
uh-huh.
that fit her phone.
Isn't it funny
it's
just so normal, you know? Just like, oh, yeah, go find my car charger, you know?
I know. It's funny. She was fun once she came on.
She did remind me, though. She reminded me that we have seen Joey. On Dave,
you know,
the little boy from Dexter played him. The little boy from Dexter. I don't remember seeing him myself.
I only remember seeing Joey as a baby. That's the only time
She said the little boy from Dexter.
Unless we haven't seen him yet, maybe you think they shot scenes and we just didn't, and she doesn't realize how far behind they are.
She hasn't been back since then. I don't think has she.
I haven't seen him.
I don't ever remember him as a little boy.
She said the little boy from Dexter played him. I thought it was something I missed too. That's why I asked.
Because
I remember.
And I watched Days pretty faithfully too.
Me too. Yeah. So I haven't seen that scene yet with Joey that I know of. I may have missed it, but I didn't see it. If anybody else saw it, let us know.
Yeah,
I wonder if maybe that's what Marianne was just saying, maybe it hasn't actually aired yet.
Some of these actors, I mean, especially they'll do the show and they have no idea what we're seeing. You know, they're so
uh-huh.
and days of being 4 or 5 months ahead.
No,
she might
5 months ahead now. They used to.
She thinks,
three.
Well, yeah, we did the scenes. You mean you guys didn't see them yet? Yeah. So,
yeah.
But GH is only about 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, I think.
Yeah. Big
difference.
And Dave used to be three, religiously used to be three, and they suddenly seemed to be jumping further and further and further ahead. They stuck with three for years. They were three months ahead for years, and then all of a sudden last year they jumped up into four, and now we're at almost 5 months ahead. So, you know, that's going to be interesting. But, the little boy from Dexter is who she said plays him, so... So that's going to be neat because I really like that. That little boy is so cute from Dexter. He's so cute.
Oh, before we leave, did I hear you say Jan was in the chat room?
I just want to say today's her birthday.
Yes, that's what I wanted to say. Happy birthday, Jan.
I wished her a happy birthday yesterday.
today. I always remember the day after Valentine's. Because I haven't seen her. I think she's probably... she's the big 6-0, so she's out there celebrating somewhere. Yeah.
That's a celebration.
Yeah, I wished her a happy birthday on Twitter yesterday, thinking that her birthday was on Valentine's Day, and I guess I jumped the gun a day. But we did wish her a happy birthday at the beginning of the show, but she's probably out having fun, so that's good for her.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Well, yeah, cool. So anyway, yeah, I could have sworn
interesting coming up.
What's that?
I said it was going to be interesting coming up, these spoilers. To see how they play out.
I haven't really been paying attention to the spoilers too much. What's coming up?
Oh, I told you already. The E-Jammy
scene.
Majorly the E-Jammy scene, you know, they get back together.
Yeah, well, that'll make the E-Jammies happy. Curious to see what's going to happen with
Allison
Sweeney leaving.
Now, are the E-Jammy fans, are they so pissed
off? They're still out there.
They're
still out there. They're still out there. They're not, obviously, you know.
I'm still a Jammy. You know, I'm still in the end game for a Jammy. I don't think it could last with EJ. I mean, I just don't see EJ and Abby. They're just not on the same level, I don't know.
They have some awesome scenes together, but, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But, I mean, we have to remember that Allison Sweeney announced she was leaving, so.
Right.
We don't
want to
lose.
God will say.
We don't
want to
lose James. We don't want to lose James. So
no.
You know, I wouldn't want to wish that on anything. You know, so.
Right.
So, however they work it, that'll be interesting. But they do get back together next week, evidently, according to the spoilers. So. And then it'll be interesting to see how Nick plays this off. And then Nicole, I really, really hope that they make her share the news, but I don't think she's going to. I don't hold my breath on that one. So.
Yeah. Well, one thing.
Should
that,
be a good week coming
Mary,
up, though.
Yeah. And you never know. Mary Beth mentioned, I mean, not that it's going to happen, but just that. Yeah, there's always a possibility that Patch could come back, you know, because he's off with YNR now. So that would be kind of fun. He was so funny when
she mentioned that Stephen Nichols did that movie with his wife.
Yeah.
That short film. Yeah, she was mentioning that. Do you remember the website for that?
Could always come back to GH. It's Stefan, too. Wasn't he Stefan? And he's one of the Cassadines.
Yeah, I was just thinking that because Jen in the chat room was saying that she loves Stefan and Starburst, and I was like, wait a minute, didn't Patch
Robert
play Stefan?
Stefan, and Robert Kelker Kelly was the Starburst the last time around. I don't know if there was anybody else who played Starburst. I don't know. I don't know. I just know he was, but I know Stephen Nichols played Stefan, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Now he's off, he can come back to either one, I guess.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So anyway, did we cover the bases? Anybody have anything else?
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks to the chat room ladies, Jen, and I think Jamie was in there for a while. And thanks to Rose and Marianne, and hopefully Carrie's having fun with hockey.
Hopefully, we don't get snowed in anywhere. Watch for
announcements. We may have an announcement early this week about an interview, so just keep your eyes open on that one. And thanks again to everybody in the chat room. And I guess we will end for now. So until next week, all righty, guys.
Okay.
Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.